Minister, I want to again raise the difficulties that are being experienced by homeowners in my own county of Donegal and elsewhere in relation to those affected with defective blocks. They were failed by the government scheme, which failed to provide 100% redress. And despite this, homeowners are doing their best to work with the scheme and rebuild their homes and lives. But serious problems remain, from funding shortfalls they face around terms and conditions to their mortgage agreements. So I know that you agreed to meet with the group, and I appreciate that in relation to our last engagement you indicated that, and I know that that's happened. Can you update the Dáil on engagements that you've had with the lenders and with the representative group to address these problems? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Deputy Minister.
Thanks very much, Deputy Doherty. I met with the Banking and Insurance Defective Block Redress Focus Group yesterday to discuss their concerns, which included the issues raised by the Deputy. The focus of the meeting was on mortgages. I understand the very difficult situation faced by homeowners whose houses are affected by defective concrete blocks, and the government is determined to assist households impacted by this terrible situation. As the Deputy is aware, the government response on this issue is led by my colleague, the Minister for Housing. I understand from his department that following the enactment of the Remediation of Dwellings Damaged by the Use of Defective Concrete Blocks Act of 2022, the necessary regulations under that Act are now close to finalisation. While they do not have a regulatory role in respect of banks and other mortgage creditors, that is an independent matter for the Central Bank, I believe the existing consumer protection regulatory framework is strong and should be fully applied to assist households impacted by defective blocks. This regulatory framework seeks to ensure that mortgage creditors are transparent and fair in all their dealings with borrowers, and that borrowers are protected from the beginning to the end of the mortgage life cycle. In particular, the CCMA requires regulated entities to have fair and transparent processes in place for dealing with borrowers in or facing arrears on a mortgage secured on a primary residence. This applies irrespective of the particular issue which is giving rise to the mortgage difficulty. All CCMA cases must be handled in a sympathetic and a positive manner by the regulated entity, and the entity must explore all of the options for an alternative repayment arrangement or any other relief method which may be offered by that mortgage creditor. In relation to any request for new credit, while the decision of such applications are a commercial matter for the lenders within the regulatory framework, such applications should be processed and assessed in an efficient manner in line with the timeframe set out in the Consumer Protection Code. Perhaps in the subsequent replies I can give a flavour of the issues we discussed yesterday.
Yeah, thanks, Minister, and again, thanks for meeting with them. And look, this is an ongoing process, and I don't think anybody, you know, nobody obviously thought a number of years ago, or when banks were issuing these lending, that we'd see a scenario where thousands of homes are needed to be demolished and rebuilt. And I know some of the individuals who are already in the process of doing that. It means that they have to get bridging finance in the region of about €70,000 themselves. Look, many families aren't going to get that type of lending. So there's a serious issue in terms of the application of the scheme, despite its flaws and its faults. There has to be some type of bespoke arrangements within the banking sector to actually recognise that there are unique sets of circumstances here, where houses that are that underpin these mortgages are going to be knocked down and rebuilt, and that there is issues in relation to the terms and conditions, issues in relation to financing, in terms of bridging financing, and issues in relation to the fact that the government isn't providing the 100%. And there are many people here that are in their pension ages. They have to knock down their homes. They don't know where they're going to get the rest of the money. And there's a responsibility on the banks to put in place structured and affordable forbearance measures for them. We've engaged with the banking sector in relation to this. I've engaged with the central bank on it. I know you've met with the group, Minister. Can I ask you, have you had these conversations now with the banks? I know it was only yesterday you met with the groups. Maybe are you going to have those conversations with the banks and the central bank? And what action do you plan to take?
Thank you, Deputy. I did engage with BPFI in recent weeks on these issues, and I know that BPFI met with the mortgage group on the 29th of May and provided me with an update from that meeting. I have to say, having met with the homeowners yesterday on the specific mortgage issues, I think in the main the asks that they have are quite reasonable, particularly that there would be dedicated contact points in place within the institutions concerned. There will be an issue for many of them on the issue of bridging finance or interim funding, and that is an issue that we will of course discuss with the banking sector. They also raised issues around covenants and some of the terms of the existing mortgage clause, that where a home is demolished, for example, because of defective blocks, that it doesn't allow the bank to essentially nullify and call in a mortgage. So I think in the round, the issues were certainly legitimate, and we will engage further now with the sector, and we'll certainly keep the channel open and continue to work with the this group on the particular mortgage issues that they raised with me.
Thank you, Minister, and I welcome your engagement with this, but, and I am going to say this with respect, it is an example of how a scheme is devised from government without understanding how it flows through, because now we have a situation, as I said, where people have to find bridge and finance of 70 and more thousand euro to fund their rebuild of their home, where the banks, where the mortgage terms and conditions, which are legally binding, says that if you demolish your home, you need the permission of the bank. And for the bank to give you permission, the bank needs assurances that it can be rebuilt in full, and questions about where you get the rest of the money flows. So what we need here is a government and the banking industry coming up with a unified scheme. There is no point in government developing, and I know this scheme has been held now because there are still issues in relation to the new scheme, and we need to see that published as soon as possible, but it needs to be correct. But there's no point publishing a scheme that doesn't work in reality, and that's why I would urge you to talk to your government colleague in relation to the new scheme to make sure that the issues that are being experienced by homeowners at this point in time are actually addressed. The department needs to be talking to the banks and making sure that there is an all-in-one system here. And finally, I'd just say this here, the real problem of this here is you're asking nearly 4,000 people to be self-builders, people to demolish their own homes and rebuild them. We shouldn't be asking them to do that. The housing agents should be doing this from start to end. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Deputy. My understanding is that there is a further meeting today between the Department of Housing and the homeowners group, the overall group, with a view to getting the scheme up and running, getting that in place. I also understand that BPFI are going to meet with the Department of Housing as well, just so that they fully understand the intricacies and the detail of how the scheme will operate. We also need to ensure that the non-bank sector are involved here and come to the table, because some of the homeowners have a mortgage currently with the non-bank sector. But in the round, I think the starting point here should be an acknowledgement by everybody that all of these mortgage holders, these homeowners, are potentially vulnerable clients and need to be treated accordingly, because you know, they were at pains to emphasise to me, as I know they've done to you many times as a constituency TD, just the anxiety, the stress, the anguish that they are having to live with every day. So if I can help in any way, as I've said before, to make the process more palatable and more accessible for them, I'll certainly do that. So I'll take an ongoing interest in this, and I'll work with you and your colleagues and the Homeowners Action Group to try and deal with these mortgage issues as best I can.